This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything as we launch here in hour number three of the program. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. To your phone calls, we go to Dave listening in Montana to KGEZ. Hello, Dave. Dave? Going once. Dave in Montana? Going twice. All right, maybe we'll try him back later. 1-800-259-9231 is, again, the number, talking about this pretty scary concept that they are calling national service. We will call it national slavery because that's what it is. Telling Americans that they have to go and work for some government bureaucracy, the bureaucracy of their choice. Telling they have to go work for a government bureaucracy, and if they don't go and work for that government bureaucracy for a period of 2 years, I believe that's the proposal on the table right now, then they could be punished. They could be sent to a jail cell, for instance. That's slavery.
Yeah, that's anti-American. It's wrong.
And, you know, I don't care what it is that agency does. I don't care if they, you know, it's they're helping people. I don't think there are that many government agencies that do that. But it doesn't matter to me what the end game is or what the goal of the National Service is. The problem is the slavery. The problem's the coercion and the threats. That's what I object to. And William Norman Gregg over at LouRockwell.com wrote something up about this whole national service concept, and we'll share that with you, and then we'll get back to talking about some of the corporations in this company, or this country rather, that are getting behind the idea. Again, this from LouRockwell.com. He points out that service is a pervasive blessing of a free market society, or even a society as cankered with collectivism as ours has become. Each second of each day, countless acts of service are being rendered. They are performed by auto mechanics and attorneys, doctors and dog groomers, musicians and manicurists. Service is given by sales associates in our much maligned retail superstores, by taxi drivers, by convenience store clerks. And those services are offered in voluntary exchange for money, or at least the government-issued simulacrum of the same name, on terms that are mutually beneficial to the buyer and seller. Altruistic service, likewise, abounds in the United States. It takes place in families, religious communities, private clubs, and fraternal organizations, and in the form of spontaneous individual acts of conscience.
Yeah, how many organizations are put together? And I don't want... Organizations are put together solely for the purpose of helping the community.
Countless. It's impossible to determine. To an advocate of national service, however, none of these activities are innately worthwhile. They haven't been mandated or certified by the state. Thus, they're missing the magic ingredient that supposedly makes government service morally superior to the private variety, and that is coercion. From that perspective, the janitor who cleans up a shopping mall in exchange for a paycheck is to be disdained as someone seeking his own economic benefit, while an AmeriCorps volunteer who cleans up a public park in exchange for money extorted from taxpayers at gunpoint is to be celebrated as the embodiment of the common good. Yes, they both perform the same exact function, but only the labor of the latter, of the bureaucrat, has been consecrated through the exercise of government coercion.
Likely, that's not really fair. Likely they aren't doing the same thing and doing the same service because the janitor, if he does a poor job, is likely to be out on his ear.
This
whereas the AmeriCorps AmeriCorps employee...
They'll probably get a pat on the back. You did the best you could.
Right, and they won't even look at it from that standpoint. They're bureaucrats. Their standards aren't as high, and they're not held to the same standards that the free market is.
Contemporary advocates of national service, whether they admit it or not, seek to and boy, are they jumping through some serious verbal hoops to try to cover this up. They do not want to admit that they support forcing people into this. They will try to cover this up. They call it voluntary. They do all kinds of verbal gymnastics in order to actually avoid admitting this. So it's going to be tough to get Target to understand this. Because and the other companies that are behind this, because the organization itself claims it's only for voluntary national service. But what they mean when they say that is that you choose which bureaucracy, not choose whether or not to participate. Anyway, He says, they, whether they admit it or not, they seek to install coercion, not commerce or contract, as the organizing principle of the economy. They likewise seek to indoctrinate young Americans in the idea that human needs are best met through social regimentation administered by a supervisory elite. And behind the conceit expressed in the common refrain that national service teaches a person to serve something larger than himself looms the murderous assumption that the individual exists to serve the pleasure of the state. All of this explains why modern collectivists, from the Jacobins to the Bolsheviks to their disavowed but unmistakable kindred, the fascists and national socialists, have made compulsory universal service a pillar of their, a central pillar of their totalitarian platforms. The Jacobins fought a civil war against the heroic Vendians in the effort to impose.
I don't even know where this is.
In the effort to impose conscription for both military service and forced labor on a recalcitrant population. Decades later, the demand for universal state-mandated labor and the conscription of industrial armies was the eighth plank of the Communist Manifesto. After the founding of the Soviet regime, Vladimir Lenin insisted that each of its subjects consider himself a part of a great army of free labor to be used as the Bolshevik oligarchy saw fit. The generation that is now 15 years old must arrange all the tasks of their education in such a way that every day, in every city, the young people shall engage in the practical solution of the problems of common labor, even the, of the smallest, most simple kind, declared the founding Soviet dictator. A nearly identical ethic of common servitude was championed by the fascist regime, founded by Benito Mussolini. Fascist theoretician Alfredo Rocco declared, quote, "For fascism, society is the end. Individuals, the means, and its whole life consists in using individuals as instruments for its social ends." In his 1936 book, The Philosophy of Fascism, Mario Palmieri explained that under Mussolini's variant of quasi-socialist collectivism, a true great spiritual life cannot take place unless the state has risen to a position of preeminence in the world of man. The curtailment of liberty thus becomes justified with this need of raising the state to its rightful position. Now, the rightful position that Palmieri alludes to is, of course, master. Not many people realize that nearly two decades before Mussolini's ideological priesthood taught those tenets in Italy, the same gospel of collectivism was being preached in the United States under the reign of the despicable Woodrow Wilson. In fact, there's a strong case to be made that fascism and national socialism were invented by American collectivists rather than their counterparts in Italy or Germany. Bernard Baruch, chairman of Wilson's War Industries Board and the son of a German who fled that country to avoid conscription, unflinchingly espoused the concept of state ownership of its subjects in an August 7, 1918 newspaper editorial, saying this: "Every man's life is at the call of the nation, and so must be every man's property."
What a bunch of crap.
We are
disgusting. No wonder they believe that the Red Scare was going on.
"We are living today in a highly organized state of socialism." This was in 1918. Someone in America was admitting that they were living in socialism back then. It's gotten worse today.
Just so you know, people.
Yeah. Anyway, so he says, "We're living in a highly organized state of socialism. The state is all. The individual is of importance only as he contributes to the welfare of the state. His property is his only as the state does not need it. He must hold his life and possessions at the call of the state."
God, how frightening is that?
These are the types of people, the people that say those things, these are the types of people that are your politicians today. These are the types of people that get into government. They believe fully in the omnipotence of the state.
Lesser or greater, yeah.
Enforced and involuntary. Responding to those who condemned conscription as a form of impermissible enforced servitude, which it is, Baruch assumed that there is some ineffable quality of government that elevates and purifies officially sanctioned slavery. Here's what he said: "Enforced and involuntary service for a private master is and has been clearly and repeatedly defined by our Supreme Court as slavery. But this wasn't true," says Grigg. "Those drafted into the military or into industrial armies through the Wilson regime's work or fight program," he said, a soldier deserves the nation or serves the nation directly. "There is but one master in the case, and that master is America. He serves to profit no one but the country as a whole. And so, therefore, slavery in that case is A-OK." More about all this in moments. Free Talk Live.
Ted Anderson from Midas, August 1st, 2008. Gold, 904, 30 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $930.55, $458.35 for half, $229.18 for quarter. That's $930.55, $458.35, and $229.18. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you to bring up what you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got lots of stuff, and it's all free. The bulletin board system is included. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive with over 375,000 posts. Oh, what's 100,000? Anyway, it's all free. Lots of serious stuff and fun times. You'll find it all.
over at bbs.freetalklive.com. In fact, since we're talking about this national service nonsense, if you want to get the latest on that situation, go into the show forum of the BBS and look on the Target contact info thread for all the information you need to get in touch with the Target Corporation to find out what their position. First of all, share your thoughts about this concept of national slavery, and then find out what Target's response is. Because so far, no one has gotten any clarification from the people at Target, and considering that we're coming into a weekend here, we're probably not going to actually hear anything until sometime next week. But the information,
if we hear anything at all.
Right. The information to get in touch with them is there on the BBS in the show forum at bbs.freetalklive.com. Let's continue. William Gregg from lewrockwell.com talking about the history of this idea of service. And it all goes back to the early part of the 20th century, at least in recent history. I'm sure it's been going on for much longer than that. But in recent recorded American history, there were people in the early part of the 20th century that were coming right out and admitting that America was a socialist country at that time, and talking about how the state is preeminent, that in the words of one man, the state is all, the individual is of importance only as he contributes to the welfare of the state. His property is his only as the state does not need it. And what did we talk about earlier with one of our callers calling to tell us about a friend of his who was having the front, you know, half of his front yard stolen for some expansion of a road out in front of his house? Not only was he having it stolen, but the government had the audacity to bill him for
the
property.
Send him for a bill for the portion of the road that they were going to build through his property.
Right. Well, because remember, his property's only his as the state doesn't need it. So in that particular case, the state decided it not only needed his property, but it also needed his money in order to continue their little construction project. And so this viewpoint is heavily in effect today, more so than it ever has been, and more so because the American people have become accustomed to this behavior. They've become brainwashed so effectively that they believe that this is normal and it's okay. Let's continue the story, though, here a little bit of history of this national slavery. So, as someone who lusted to impose an austere uniformity upon irrepressibly individualistic Americans, Mr. Bernard Baruch, the chairman of Wilson's War Industries Board back in the early part of the 20th century, was sorely disappointed when World War I ended so quickly. Here's what he said. Had the war gone on another year, our whole civil population would have gradually emerged in cheap but serviceable uniform. He wrote wistfully in his book, American Industry in the War, published in 1941 as the regime in Washington geared up for a second mass bloodletting. Types of shoes were to be reduced to two or three. The manufacture of pleasure automobiles was to cease. So he wanted you to be a total serf in this governmental
system. He wanted urban situations where, you know, everybody had to go to work. You know, they lived in close proximity. Everything was uniform. You know, this sort of lockstep fascist thought process.
Although Baruch and his comrades failed to consummate their desire to transform America into a dull gray collectivist monolith, the former war commissar could take some satisfaction in knowing that his work was appreciated abroad. Writing of Germany's National Socialist regime, Baruch proudly noted that, quote, German military experts have said, except for a few minor changes, the German economic mobilization system was conscientiously built in imitation of the similar American system. Let me repeat and italicize that admission. Bernard Baruch, the architect of Wilson's wartime collectivist state, was proud that the Nazi regime was using his program of universal conscription as the blueprint for their own totalitarian order.
Nice.
A few years before Baruch, the malignant, was put in charge of the American economy, social philosopher and psychologist William James devised a slightly different framework for universal slavery. In a 1910 essay of the same name, James introduced a concept that has since become an exceptionally tiresome rhetorical trope, the moral equivalent of war. As a self-described pacifist, James sought to extract the higher aspects of military sentiment from the bestial side of the war regime. Like many social engineers who write with extended pinky fingers, James found there was something about the regimentation and pageantry of militarism that stirred his loins. He mused that there must be some way to preserve the collectivist advantages of war without all that icky bloodshed. Why not have, in his words, a conscription of the whole youthful male population, though it's not just males nowadays. Now they're proposing everybody.
Equality, you know?
Yep. The whole youthful male population to form for a certain number of years a part of the army enlisted against nature, wrote James, using the term to describe both the physical challenges of a country that was still part wilderness and those elements of
a youth. And now it's the people that want to, enlist people for nature.
Yeah.
But it's all the same fascism. It doesn't matter what they're doing, it's mm-hmm. still fascism.
Force is force, coercion is coercion, and it should be opposed. More quotes from this particular commie or fascist or whatever the hell it is that he is, statist, I guess. To coal and iron mines, to freight trains, to fishing fleets in December, to dishwashing, clothes washing, and window washing, to road building and tunnel making, to foundries and stoke holes, and to the frames of skyscrapers, would our gilded youths be drafted off according to their choice to get the childishness knocked out of them? And to come back into society with healthier sympathies and soberer ideas. They would have paid their blood tax, such a conscription, with the state of public opinion that would have required it, and the many moral fruits it would bear, would preserve in the midst of a pacific civilization in the many virtues which the military party is so afraid of seeing disappear in peace. Once again, young men perform all kinds of various service referred to by James as employees or even as business owners. But this won't do. Only conscripted service will accomplish what he, like other statists, desired, to teach the youngster to put the state at the center of his life, impressing upon him the idea that he belongs to the state and that anything that he has can be demanded of him by the state at any time. Just as importantly, it would preserve the chief benefit of war by imposing quasi-military regimentation on young Americans during peacetime. Roughly a century later, Times' Richard Stengel dumbed down and reheated William James's proposal in A Time to Serve, an essay he published in his little magazine roughly a year ago. And again, they are planning on publishing another issue on the topic here in a bit, in another month or two.
Mm.
It may seem like a strange moment to make the case for national service. This is Stengel, by the way, from Time. To make the case for a national service for young Americans when so many are already doing so much. Young men and women have made their patriotism all too real by volunteering to fight two wars on foreign soil. But we have battlefields in America, too, particularly in education and health care. And the commitment of soldiers abroad has left others yearning to make a parallel commitment here at home. According to Greg, two elements of this paragraph shriek out for a response. First, Stengel identifies education and health care as two areas desperately in need of help. Now, this isn't surprising, given the amount of government involvement in those two fields.
Yeah.
This illustrates one of the nastiest hidden aspects of the national service concept. Government creates or exacerbates social problems through corrupt intervention. Then, it forces people to work for free on behalf of a government-mandated solution. Secondly, young people face no impediments should they feel a calling to help clean up the government-created messes in education or healthcare, or to offer uncompensated service for any other cause. Stengel's disingenuous language about a national service program being a boon to those who want to make a commitment of that kind is a variant on a familiar theme, the idea that conscription would give youngsters an opportunity to serve. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nanex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nanex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nanex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy all those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com and be on the lookout for our three newest Shriners, Cynthia, Dana, and Lauren. So go and take a look for yourself. And ladies, if you're a listener of the program, you're not yet on the Shrine, you'd like to join up, all the details are there on the Shrine page at shrine.freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Internobs.com. Save 10% on your order if you use the code FTL at your checkout. That's internobs.com. internobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at internobs.com. 1-800-259-9231 is the number here. We will go to the phones in a moment, but just to finish up this story, William Norman Grigg at LouRockwell.com, who normally reports on the police state situation, is reporting on the national service concept and talking about sort of the history of the concept. In fact, he says that one could make the argument that what we know of as national service today wasn't, in point of fact, invented by the fascists or the socialists in Europe, but invented by fascists and socialists here in America. And he actually puts up some pretty persuasive evidence of that. Talking about sort of the history of this idea that the state owns you and everything that you own is not really yours, only unless it's only yours if the state decides it doesn't need it. That's kind of the suggestion.
I don't think that they think of it in that manner, that the state owns you. I think what they think of is that the state is the most important, society is most important because it does the most good for the most people. And I'm not saying that those are truths. I'm just saying that that's what they think. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it has the most most, because it has the opportunity to do the most good for the most people, it has the most call on a human. Every, you know, we are collective, we are ants. And, you know, that's, you've got to do your best for society.
Right, which of course is nonsense. I mean, society doesn't really exist. It's only a collection of individuals.
And there's no good example out there that central planning works. Not one.
Nope. But they're going to try to make it work this time here in America because Americans are the best people in the world and we can do this right. Well, I don't believe that, and hopefully you don't either.
I think Americans may very well be the best people at, you know, the sort of the free market and the ideas of liberty. We've pushed them farther.
Well, I don't know. Most Americans haven't done any pushing of the ideas of liberty, that's for sure.
Well, look at the rest of the nations.
Secondly, he says, young people face no impediments should they feel a calling to help the government-created messes in education or health care or to offer uncompensated service for any other cause. Stengel, who's the publisher, by the way, or the editor of Time magazine, Stengel's disingenuous language in his article, A Time to Serve, about a national service program being a boon to those who want to make a commitment of that kind, is variant on a familiar theme. The idea that conscription would give youngsters an opportunity to serve as if such opportunities didn't exist. Young people face no shortage of opportunities to enlist in the military or in any of the other numerous government-created service organizations.
Right. What he's talking about is true. The fact is, there are all kinds of services out there that are offered by the free market. The only difference between government service and the rest of these services that that people provide is, well, the state. That it sort of deifies the state and gives it more power.
The real intent, says Greg, is to reduce their opportunities by forcing them to serve. Because in the real world, in the free voluntary world, you can choose which organizations you want to go and work for. If you want to go work for the Salvation Army, go work for them. If you want to go and work for some, you know, local food bank, go work for them. Whatever it is that's most interesting to you is what you can do. But under the National Service Program, there will only be a handful of government bureaucracies that you will be able to choose to serve in. So he's absolutely right that national service actually reduces the choices available. I don't want to work for any government bureaucracy, period. Stengel, who is a co-chairman of the elitist pro-servitude lobby Service Nation, proposes that Americans between the ages of 18 and 25, now, the legislation that they're supporting is 18 and 42, just so you know.
By the way, before we go on this,
yeah.
You know, you said that it was going to be fair between males and females, because, you know, now we have a more equal society.
Everyone will be victimized, correct?
Well, I bet you that women who have children will get some kind of deferment, and what this will do is drive up out-of-wedlock children that we all have to pay for.
The deferment, from what I understand, is maxed out at age 20. So there may be deferments, but you can't defer beyond a certain number of years, apparently. Anyway,
so you're saying my wife, who's still within the age bracket that we're talking about there, would just because her child's 4 months old, that she would have to go?
They haven't ironed out all the details yet, Mark. I don't know. Maybe they'll put them in some sort of government babysitting service.
No, they won't.
So, yeah, you won't allow it, and as you shouldn't. So, this is the proposal of the guy that writes or that edits Time magazine, Rich Stengel. He says that they should be required to spend at least 1 year in national or military service. Now, this wouldn't be mandatory, he insists, because in his scheme, it would be the taxpayers who are coerced. Every time an American baby is born, says Stengel, the federal government would invest $5,000 in that child's name in a 529-type fund, which is a college savings account. At a rate of return of 7%, the historic return for equities, that money would be roughly totaled $19,000 by the time that baby reaches age 19. The money would then be released after the youngster has paid the blood tax of national service. Stengel's proposal is just one version of what's become the semi-official template for a new conscription program. Various proposals are circulating in which a year or more of national or military service would be required of young Americans as a condition of college admission or financial aid for college. Representative Charles Rangel from New York, who sponsored legislation to reinstate the military draft based on that concept, has pointed out that although young people could request domestic assignments of various kinds, the final decision as to where the subjects would serve would be made by their masters. He says this is Rangel here, it would seem to me that you bring everybody in and then you determine what you can do with them. What contribution can they make? We can train people to do these non-military jobs. They can go overseas. They can stay here. They could be the eyes and ears. Those who volunteer for military service today.
Be a spy for the government on your own neighbors? Is that what they're suggesting? Eyes and ears? Stay here, be the eyes and ears?
Right. They're talking about the proposals that are on the table here are proposing that Homeland Security be one of the major areas where these volunteers, so-called, would go. Conscripts would go. Those who volunteer for military service today have no control over how or where they serve. As we've heard from our callers who've said that they'll tell you one thing up front and then they'll change it on you when you get through the door. And they find that government reserves the power to redefine its service contract at a whim. Why should we believe that a universal mandatory service program would operate any differently? This September 11th,
the government couldn't handle that kind of bookkeeping. They couldn't manage to get everybody into a career that they requested.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even be able to do that. So to think that they would even try is ludicrous. I mean, they may make some kind of effort, but
it'll just be surface.
Yeah. If they need somebody in a particular area and somebody requested that area, perhaps they would end up in that area. But that's about it.
This September 11th through 12th, Service Nation will hold a two-day summit in New York City to inaugurate a year-long campaign to enact a mandatory universal service program. Organizers anticipate the involvement of both John McCain and Barack Obama, who represent complementary halves of the mandatory service concept. The notoriously bellicose McCain lusts for the manpower necessary to carry out various wars and foreign occupations that would last for generations. Barack the Blessed has proposed the creation of a civilian national security force that would be just as powerful, just as strong as the military. And like all advocates of government-administered service, Obama believes that volunteering works best when it's mandatory under the penalty of law. His wife, Michelle, who once ordered people in an economically depressed Ohio community to eschew lucrative corporate employment and instead serve as instruments of the state, has predicted that as ruler, Obama will demand that you shed your cynicism, that you come out of your isolation, that you move out of your comfort zones, that you push yourselves to be better, and that you engage. Barack will never allow you to go back to your lives as usual. That sounds pretty scary, doesn't it?
It you know, I can see how it would be motivational, but at the same time, it's sinister as hell.
Yeah. Barack will never allow you to go back to your lives as usual.
You know, I'm sure it wasn't done in these in that tone, mm-hmm. but who the hell is Barack to tell me where I push my boundaries?
He's the decider,
buddy. Go to hell,
buddy.
You big-eared fool.
He's the decider, and we must obey. Else, we go to the pokey. 800-259-9231, though I don't think our friends are going to obey this one. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer,
and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything in these remaining moments. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy them all on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. It's totally voluntary. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up for $3 a month, and we take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and even around the world. Get all the details, and of course we bring more internet listeners to the program and therefore introduce more people to the ideas of freedom and liberty. And there's no better time than now for somebody to be out there doing that in a major way across the country, because we are being bombarded with terrible, awful, pro-state, pro-government slavery ideas like this national service concept, which we'll continue discussing here in moments.
Check out freedom-engineering.com. It's an anarcho-capitalist adventure series featuring Tad Galahad, and he apparently goes all over the place. In the most recent one, he goes to hell, finds nanobots, killbots, sexbots, and supermodel clones, immortality, and a rocket ride off this pale blue dot. That's freedom-engineering.com.
Just a few more thoughts here from William Grigg at lourockwell.com about this idea of national slavery, or national service, as the politicians will call it. He says, whether it takes the form of a military draft or the creation of huge armies of state-supervised free labor, national service is designed to make the state the central focus in the life of every individual. It's a perverse political sacrament intended to compel subjects to seek first the good of the state and its supposed righteousness. Rather than catechizing them in collectivism, young people desperately need to be taught that the only genuine public service is that which takes place through commerce and contract, rather than coercion. They should be helped to understand that a youngster who flips hamburgers or mows lawns in exchange for a private paycheck is performing a socially useful service immeasurably superior to the purported service performed by tax-subsidized drones. They should be instructed to despise the state and oppose all of its works and pomps, its fraudulent currency, its fictional reserve banking system, its wars, both domestic and foreign. They should be raised to see the state for what it is, the grand impediment to all genuine social progress and the greatest source of needless death and misery in human history. To put it in a single phrase, young people must be taught to shun the state as their mortal enemy rather than to embrace it as their redeemer. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. We go to your calls. Talk to Dave in Montana listening to KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Dave.
It's funny how they're going to use the lie of September 11th to develop a new army of brown shirts.
Yep. Well, you want to get people's emotions all wound up and swelling. Hey,
and Target doesn't surprise me to support it because they'll probably be the government contractor that gets to be the supplier of the new civil service. You know what I mean?
The new what?
Civil service.
The new civil service will be supplied by Target. You know, they'll be the government contractor.
Oh, you mean they'll, like, supply the shirts or whatever?
Yeah, right, and all their tools and all their stuff they need. You know, it's probably all the other corporations that back it probably are going to supply all the other things.
Sure. No, it's very fascist. In fact, since
now,
you
check
mentioned...
this out.
Yeah, go ahead.
The civilized slavery of our economic system is the root of this slavery, because this slavery will support the economic slavery we're held in, and it's all on debt.
Right? Yeah, you know, I think you're right that the Federal Reserve system makes so much that the government
right.
And
if
possible.
You investigate, I bet your Target is affiliated with the government, if you dig deep enough, because it's a conglomerate, probably.
Well, every corporation is affiliated with the government because they've gone to the government to ask permission to be a corporation and instead of just a regular
business.
But this
is good medicine. This is like bitter medicine. I hope it happens because
so
we need
people can
to
resist?
Clap upside the head to get the people into the streets. What happened with the Vietnam thing, and they attacked the draft right away. They burned the cards. They went out into the streets. Unless they want to get their head shaved and wear a nice little blue shirt with a Target sign on it, you know, hey, you know. But I'm saying it's good medicine.
I don't agree with you, David.
We need it desperately. Because we need a slap upside the head to get
people
the people
get,
out
and hopefully
into
people
the
will
street.
Get a clue as a result of this. That's a good point.
They're held by the civilized slavery.
Thank you, Dave.
I agree with him that, in fact, that this would be really good for freedom. I just won't support anything that's anti-freedom. I just won't do it. I think that it's coming down the pipe, and if things continue the way that they are, we're going to have some kind of national service. I just don't think there's any way we can avoid it. But I'm not going to support it ever.
Right, and we're going to do everything we can to bring as much attention to this issue as possible because you can't just sit back and let it happen. It's probably going to happen anyway because, as they pointed out, you know, both John McCain and Barack Obama support this. So, I mean, it's a bipartisan issue. All the people in D.C., they would love the idea of free or very reduced rate labor. They're still deciding on exactly how all the details will be worked out. Will they just give you free room and board, or will there be some sort of minimal amount of pay that comes along with this? I mean, it could be anything. I mean, it really could be that they just have these national slave houses that people go and live in for 2 years.
I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, the military, it doesn't, are people going to choose the, wouldn't people just automatically choose the military where they did get a paycheck then?
It's a good point. I think you're right. They can print the money up, so there's no reason why they wouldn't want to make it look like, hey, we're paying you. It's not really slavery. But it is. And so we are going to find out here over time what in the hell Target has to say for itself here. But there are other companies. We're only starting with Target to see where they're going to come from on this. According to the Service Nation's, this is nationalservice.org's website. Corporate sponsors of the event coming up on September 11th include Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines, Target, Home Depot, UPS, Kaiser Permanente, Disney, KPMG, I presume that's a radio station, Washington Mutual, IBM, and Macy's.
But it's in New York City, KPMG. That doesn't make any sense that a station
not.
With the call letters of K would be in New York City.
Good point.
Those are only for west of the Mississippi.
That's true. Well, anyway, 800-259-9231 is the number. We continue with Doug in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Doug.
Hey, gentlemen. I am calling from the headquarters of Target, Minneapolis.
Oh, all right.
You know,
I'm at the headquarters.
Not at the headquarters. I live 5 minutes away from the headquarters of Target.
Well, great. Well, then in that case, if they won't return our phone calls, we'll just have you go down there and knock on the door.
Excellent. I'll do it. Mm-hmm. Hey, calling about something else, though. A coworker of mine calls me and says, hey, I'm at this new bar. Great. Have fun. Next day, he doesn't show up.
Uh-oh.
Next day, he doesn't show up. We're all freaking out. I'm doing his work. We don't know what happened to him. We went to a website and found out that he was taken to jail, and no one knows why. I'm thinking DWI or something, DUI, something terrible like that. He calls me today and says, I walked out of the bar, and all of a sudden lights were shown on my face in the parking garage in Minneapolis. They asked me where I was going, what I was doing. It was a sting. Their fishing expedition. He happens to have on him a gun because he's a licensed carrier in Florida. And Florida is one of the states that has a reciprocal agreement. So he brought his license and gun up to Minnesota a year ago.
So he figured he'd be legal. But then going into bars with guns isn't always something that the government people like.
No, but that doesn't matter. He was out in the public street, which is fine.
Okay.
However, Minnesota and Florida's reciprocal agreement dissolved recently.
Really?
You're kidding.
And so he didn't know that.
How would he?
Right. So he spends a weekend in jail, misses 2 days of work, maybe getting fired.
Wow.
And he was allowed a 30-second phone call to call someone, to call his sister, and, you know, and we had no idea. He just got out, and he had a $2,000 bail, and it was just like fishing expedition.
How awful.
Just more evidence.
What did they arrest him? They patted him because they're allowed to do that, and then they find a weapon.
Well, he actually admitted, you know, they shine the lights on his face, and he puts his hands up and, you know, and started asking him questions, and he says, well, I've got a gun on me, and I've got my life.
He figured he'd be okay. Oh, I see what happened. He thought his gang in Florida was acting to protect him. He figured that, you know, government to serve and protect, protect liberty and all that. He figured his gang that he'd paid off with his little gun permit was going to be keeping him safe while he was in another state. But it turns out that, the government people don't have an obligation to protect you. They
can
no
change
obligation.
The rules anytime they want, and they don't have to tell you about it.
They sure don't. What a sad story.
And he figured he was being honest and decent and trying to cooperate.
Well, they gave him. That's what happens when you're honest with the cops, man. They find something to arrest you for.
That's right.
It's just
so sad.
Just
want to relay that to you. And I'll go to Target, knock on their door, I'll let you know what happens, okay?
Thanks, dude. I appreciate that. And thank you for the call tonight. Real quick, Frank in New York. Frank, you got about 20 seconds. Go.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I agree with you about the involuntary servitude, and if
Excellent.
I remember from my constitutional law class many years ago, that's illegal under the Constitution.
No, but it'll be legal now because the government's decided to go ahead and do it.
Yeah, so I think really there should be a constitutional challenge to that, and I think the real reason is the fact that the government revenue rates with income tax, with all the jobs lost, is going to be so low that the government's looking for free employees.
That's basically what they're going to do. Frank, we're out of time. Thanks for the call tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow for the live Saturday edition, and we'll see you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Wake